Blog Talk Radio.
Hill.
please come to LA. I just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? And I said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? LA ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man.
Hey, welcome to Friday Night Easy Blue Eyes Production presents Julie Richardson Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and Julie Richardson Music fans out there. Hey, I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and no further ado, let's bring on the star of the show. Well, welcome to the show, Miss Julie.
Thanks, Easy. Thanks for having me, and thanks for playing my music, especially that first one, Please Come to Boston. Tell you what, that's a good one. I just recorded that. Thanks for playing it.
Absolutely. I mean, I did take the time to listen to all four of them. And
oh, thank you.
One, I literally was like, you know, when you sent that, I was like, no way. Did she actually record this? And I had kind of mentioned, you know, I was really going to be excited to share that tonight. And I was like, no way. There's no way. You know, and I played that last, you know. I just really skimmed through the other ones.
Which one,
you know, like,
which one's your favorite?
Oh, now you're going to try to get me all biased here. Which one's your favorite song? You know, here we go.
I mean, out of those four that I sent you that I just recorded last week, which one is your favorite? Which four is your favorite out of four?
Which four are your favorite
out of the whole four? Oh, they all are. Good answer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you want me to get all biased here and, like, get myself into trouble. I already did that a few weeks ago, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty easy for Easy Blue Eyes to get in trouble on the air. If I literally had to pick, I was really surprised how smooth and soft that cover was. And I'm sitting there like, wow,
which
you know.
One? I mean, they're all covers. They're all covers.
Don't panic. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, okay, wait a minute. What is Stevie going to think? You know.
Well, I didn't do a Stevie Nicks, you're thinking, right?
Well, it was like, oh, come on now. You know. You know, Fleetwood Mac, ABBA, you know, that it had that whole vibe. I mean, I was sitting there like, man.
It's got to be Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA that I did that you like.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, Stevie is going to get jealous, you know, like, wait a minute, that should have been my song. Now, here, Julie Richardson just took it and made her own, so maybe we should have had it instead of ABBA, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my favorite. Man, I saw them a couple of years ago at Red Rocks, right? It's not the real ABBA. They're like in their 70s. They're not performing anymore, unfortunately. I would get my right arm literally to go see them. But they have a group that does ABBA, and they are just like them. And they came to Red Rocks. And so I went, and it was a May concert. It was the kickoff concert of the summer season at Red Rocks here in Colorado, Morrison, Colorado. So I had front row tickets, right? I get there, and it is an all-time, all-out blizzard like it is right now here. It's, like, all snowing and stuff. But it was a blizzard coming sideways that night. And there was, like, maybe 1,000 fans in the stands at Red Rocks, and they were freezing to death. They had these outfits on, and, the piano player was just, like, trying to warm his hands. And but their music's so incredible. And I've always loved them since I was a young girl. And I'm saying all their songs. My all-time favorite is Winner Takes It All. And I'm going in the studio on Monday to do that one. So I'll have to share that one with you.
Absolutely. You know, of course, you know, everybody's probably figuring, wait a minute, how old really is Easy? You know, because I'm kind of like a little bit of a music encyclopedia a little bit, you know, because I know a little bit about Stevie Nicks and ABBA and all
what
that.
What are you, 65, 70 now?
Oh, yeah. Well, there goes your Christmas
just
card.
Click. Click.
Well, it was going to be in the mail, you know. But, no, actually, you know, I'm just at the top of the hill. I'll just leave it at that. You know?
Yeah. You me know. Too. I'm like looking, I'm cresting over, looking over the other side, but I'm just at the top.
Yeah, I'm at the top kind of like, do I really want to go down there, you know? But... they say once you
alternative, so yeah.
Once you start rolling down the hill, things go pretty quick, and I'm like, things have been pretty quickly, you know, last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was actually, you know, listening, and where I kind of not really joking, but coming off, you know, Stevie, you know, how many different covers of that song have you heard? And really, is that a number one hit? Is that actually a truly number one hit? I mean, if you really do some of the research on certain songs, how much of ABBA really actually had number one hits?
Yeah. I mean, they've had so many on the charts. It's not even, it's unbelievable, you know. But that song, though, I did it recently because, you know, I'm moving And my house right now is in shambles, and if anyone's ever moved before, they know how it is to have boxes everywhere and bubble wrap, and, you know, you're just living in, like, disarray. The whole process is just overwhelming, but, you know, that song for me, it's like walking through an empty house with tears in my eyes. You know, here's where the story ends. This is goodbye, because this was my husband and I's house, and for those of you who don't know, you know me, like, close to 8 years ago, I lost my husband with a heart attack. And so I'm still in this home, and, you know, this is what we built together, and it's going to be kind of like that song, you know, walking through this empty house with tears in my eyes. And, you know, so I had to do that one when I went in. I did several more, but I didn't release them. But those four were my top picks. So,
you know, I mean, really for me to listen to that, you know, kind of going back with ABBA and, you know, Billy Joel and all of them, some of them songs that, I mean, you kind of go back, there's probably some of the most chart-topping songs, but in that era, it was hard to get a number one. I mean,
look at the competition back then. Holy cow. You know, unbelievable.
I mean, it was a lot tougher. Sorry if you're...
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little biased, you know, with this statement.
Yeah.
If you're pretty much not like Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift, and stuff like that, you're not really going to be up there. I mean, because regardless if you think they can sing or not, I mean, that's just the way it is.
I know. Well, it's all political is what it is.
Yeah, and I totally disagree with that, you know, but it is what it is, and, you know, it's, like you said, it's the politics behind the business, you know, but, and which there's a lot of that going on with Taylor Swift lately, but that's a whole different show, not tonight's show anyway, but I'm sure you've read a little bit about that or seen it, anyway, that, for me, if you was back then and you was to record that song with ABBA, Billy Joel, all that, I guarantee it would have been number one hit.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. That's a huge compliment.
Yes,
I
know.
I'm being able to even record with ABBA, let alone be in the same room with them, but that would have been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people out there are probably saying, yeah, Easy, you're biased because she's on the radio. No, I'm not playing too biased. I'm just stating facts. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we all
you.
Know Miss Julie's good. I mean, I'm surprised she don't have a major record deal right now and, like, stop playing with this short platform and actually...
independent music. But, you know, I mean, honestly, I mean, when we talk about politics and making it out there, you know, when you're looking at Creston over the hill, you're not going to get Sony Music to sign you and all the big labels. They're, you know, number one, they're losing money anyway because you can download someone's song now for 99 cents. That, you know, it used to be I had to go to the record store and I had to buy a record, an entire record, just to get the one song that I absolutely loved, or I had to sit by the radio all day and have my cassette tape ready for when it came on the radio to push record. And, you know, that's how you could get your song for free. But, you know, back then there was a product to sell. Now, because everything's so digital, you know, those big labels now, what they're doing is they're promoting the product. And, you know, I certainly don't have the body of Carrie Underwood, and, you know, and I didn't start young enough. I did, but professionally I didn't start young enough and to really make the big labels. So for me, you know, my avenue is independent music, and that's why I'm such an advocate for it. Oh, there's a heck of a lot of talent out there that didn't meet the minuscule, like, just that eye of the needle, basically, you know, requirements to be the pop star, to be the next Carrie Underwood, you know, politically and money-wise, you know, unfortunately, it's really tough to make it like that. You got to start young, kind of like Azzy Brooks, who I had on my show a couple weeks ago, April 1st, and she's amazing. She's, like, just turned 11, and she's got the whole world in her palm of her hand because she, you know, she has the look, she has the talent, and she's got, you know, the money to back her and a new show, you know, and yeah, she's off to the moon, but I just didn't get started enough. But it doesn't mean that independent music people aren't good. It just means that they didn't get their break. And I wish that there would be a major power label that would just look a little bit deeper and start realizing that people can relate to people like me. They can relate to people, everyday people, you know, who are singers like Brian Hedges. And, you know, I mean, they go out and, I mean, there's some great talent. You just, you know, you go, well, they're, you know, they're doing a lot of covers and they're, you know, and I do an awful lot of covers. I do a lot. I, you know, my only original CD was Defining Moments, and the only other original I did was, Marty Martell's Don't Tell Me That You're Gone, and then 85 Miles to Greenville. Those were small-time riders, but the rest are covers. And my dream, Easy, is to get somebody really good on the guitar to help me. I've got a lot of lyrics because I'm an author. I got a lot of lyrics and a lot of great songs, and I just need someone to put it to music for me now. So that's what I'm going to do. That's my next project.
You know, I actually I've come across a few independent artists. I've been kind of promoting quite a bit, and I've had a few conversations, and there's actually two I'd like to send your way and maybe possibly work with. One I just had on here this past Tuesday.
Okay.
His name is Shane Masters. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to do an interview when you know the artist just, it's self-explanatory. What can you really ask when you just listen to the music, really? I mean, sometimes it's easy to come up with certain questions, but this guy has got so much talent. And
really?
I just love his acoustic guitar. You know, he just, you know, I think, you know, you two hooking up, maybe doing a song, you know, him.
Yeah,
he's in the
Virginia pandemic's area. A little bit calmed down. It would be fun to just collaborate, you know.
And in the area that he's in, I mean, this is no joke. You know, I had his drummer, former drummer, come on at the end of the show, and he came back on. And where he's at in that area, there's not really anyone for his music that is really. And they look at him as kind of like God of music. You know, he's washed up in that area, and he needs that break. And his time's coming.
Right,
his time's coming. Now, I've also had a few others on the show. One, I think needs a little bit more help with the attitude into the politics and behind the scenes. I mean, if I show you the, have you listened to the, you'd understand why. She does. I mean, yeah. I can understand. You know, I'm glad that she has that confidence. But
right.
You know, you still
got to be humble. You still got to be humble. You can have all the confidence in the world. I'm an extremely confident person, but I'm also can't forget where I came from, and that, you know, I need to be humble, and I appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate my band, because you know what? You're only as good as a musician standing behind you. You know, it's just, it's so much more than just you that's out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do a... We're going to really cut short tonight. You know, I'm going to play another song here shortly, then we're going to kind of come back because we have a different kind of setup tonight. But I want to kind of do a quick interview question for you. And this, for all the listeners that are out there, this is kind of a heads up. This is kind of more of fill your shoes question. Is there any artist out there that you honestly believe that you can fill their shoes?
Oh, you know, again, that's an ego question, because for you to think you're better than somebody or you're as good as somebody, I don't know that I'm as good as anybody or better than anybody. I am me. And, you know, I have kind of my own style. But, you know, if given a chance, I know I could have held my own in the arena of, you know, modern day country music and even traditional country music. I feel like I could walk in the room and hold my own with, you know, some of the bigger names and even some of the independent artists. But, you know, could I fill their shoes? I don't think anybody can just fill that person's shoes, because, like, Dolly Parton is Dolly Parton. I mean, she's phenomenal, but she has her own style. It's a billion-dollar style, you know, and a personality that's all her own. And, you know, same with Willie Nelson. I read his memoir, and, you know, it was like, man, what an incredible journey he had. He didn't make it overnight. He was selling vacuums and, you know, peddling, like, telephone books. And, I mean, he had a hard time, but no one can really fill his shoes. I mean, I think you can sing his songs and you can do him justice, but you'll never fill Willie Nelson's shoes. I'll never fill Johnny Cash's or Loretta Lynn, who just turned 89. I can't believe it. You know, so I don't know. I think I could hold my own. There's a different feeling to that question. Like, could I hold my own? Absolutely. In a show? Sure. I could hold my own and feel proud of my performance and turn some heads, I think, in the industry. But I don't feel like I could fill anybody's shoes.
Except me. You know, I mean, you don't want me to sing. Don't. We'll give you that. I mean, if you want me to sing, I'll sing, but there goes the show right there. But, no, that right there is more of an insight. Why I asked that, because I do have other pendant artists that are listening tonight. You know, when you decide to come on my show or you come on Julie's show, put yourself in check, because that's going to come at you one way or another. You never know who's going to be listening, and those remarks can hurt your career one way or another.
Well, yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, and it's a small music world. You think it's not, but it is. And, you know, pretty soon you start to learn that everybody's like a family in the music industry. And, you know, stuff travels. So, but I really think that, you know, having confidence is good. You should have confidence. You got to have confidence to believe
Absolutely.
In yourself, because there's a lot of naysayers
Absolutely.
Out there. There's a lot of people that take every opportunity to tear you down and sabotage you and sabotage your performances. And I've been there, you know, and you just have to take the higher ground. And that's why I had called my band the Higher Ground Band. Wasn't about being in Denver, although that was a nice little touch. I mean, we're obviously a mile high here and higher in the foothills where I live in Golden. But I tell you what, I mean, you know, taking the higher ground means, you know, people throw dirt at you. You don't throw it back, you know, and that doesn't make you weak. It just makes you a little bit smarter and a little bit more savvy about everything. And don't burn those bridges, because they come back to haunt you.
And one of the things that I've learned, and tell me if I'm wrong, to put it this way, in the music industry, it is the smallest, biggest world with the toughest politics in it.
Yeah. And it's about money, and it's about, I mean, everything's about money. And unfortunately, in this world, it's all about the money and the undercurrent of that. And, you know, the politics have to do with the promoters and the money and the, you know, and the product, you know. And you have to be a marketable product. I've seen a lot of people say, well, you know, I really, really want to make it. And it's like, that's great, but you got to have, number one, you got to have the talent. You know, you got to have the talent. And a lot of people don't. And, you know, I get a lot of people that say, oh, I want to be on your show. I want to be on your show. And it's like, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I listen to music. But Brian Hedges, for example, he sent me his music. And I tell you what, I was 3 words into his song and I was hooked. You know. And it's just something special that's not run in the mill. You know, it's a gut feeling and you go, oh my gosh, these people are so good. I can't wait to have you on my show. And then there's bless their hearts that, you know, they're trying, but, you know, and they're going to get to Nashville and they're going to get to different places. And there are charlatans that you have to watch out for. And, you know, they're willing to take your dream to the cleaners and, you know, they'll promote you and they'll put, it costs you so much money. And I've seen people sell their homes to try and make it and they get in the wrong hands. And, you know, people don't let people tell you it's $30,000 to create an album. You know, it's this, it's that. No. You know, you got to be smart. Man, you got to be smart. You're right. It's a small, big world out there.
All right. Well, we're going to play one of the songs that Stevie Nicks is going to be jealous and wish that she was able to record, because it would have been more than just a chart topper. It would have been number one. But now Miss Julie Richardson has it number one, at least on the Easy Blue Eyes production. And then we'll be right back, and then we're going to change things up. Right, Miss Julie?
That's all right. Good, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Knowing me, knowing you.
Welcome back to Miss Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome the star of the show back. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you so much, and thanks for playing that song. I love that song. I never get tired of hearing it. It's my favorite. It's great.
Me neither. You know, we was kind of talking earlier a little bit about that and kind of the era where it came out, Fleetwood Mac, Billy Joel and all that. You know, when I first seen that, you know, like I said, I was like, no way. You know, a minute I hit play, I'm like singing right away with it. And it's like, easy, calm down. Yeah. How old are you again? You know, but.
Yeah, you know what I need to do is I need to send you my latest album that I did. It's called Atraversiamo, which everyone's like, what? But it means crossover, and it's a crossover CD because, you know, everyone knows me for country music. But I actually have recorded a lot of classic rock and other songs that are completely out of that genre that I know you would just, you know, you would get a kick out of it because it's just a fun, I mean, it's got everything from Alanis Morissette, you know, Mary J. Blige. A song that you wouldn't anticipate me singing, but I went ahead and I put it on a CD album, and it's called Atraversiamo. Again, it means crossover in Italian. And I got that from the movie, one of my favorite movies called Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts. But anyway, I should send that to you because I think you'd get a kick out of it.
Oh, please do. I mean, because matter of fact, you mentioned artists that I love listening to. You would even probably think Easy Blue Eyes. You think mostly country, a little bit of rock.
Yeah.
I listen to a little bit of everything. The only thing is if it has like all that explicit bang bang.
Right. No, I don't do stuff like that. But I tell you, there's just so many great songs out there, and I love them all. You know, I did Gloria Gaynor's "I Will Survive" and Marianne Faithfull's "Ballad of Lucy Jordan," and you know, and I put them all on there. I've got everything from Cher to Bette Midler to Barbara Streisand. You know, I just wanted to show the depth of my interest in music, not just country, but all music.
Well, I know you have one of the queens of soul. I mean, more of one of the band members kind of does, you know, Rachel, she does Tina Turner. Sorry, she's a queen of soul.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you hear Rachel. Well, she's going in the studio with me on Monday. Wait till you hear her recordings of Aretha Franklin and edit.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Holy cow. She's going to do a couple of those, and she's going to do some Adele, and she's going to do some Jefferson Airplane and Bonnie Raitt, and so I'm going to get all that, and I'll have to share it with you, because Rachel's an amazing singer. She really is. She's so talented. And but she's not just country, you know. She did it for me. She kind of like, yeah, I'll do it, but her love is that classic rock and that soul, and she's so good at it. So stay tuned for that. That's coming out soon.
Absolutely. You know, you got to play the hook up there. I definitely got to hear some of that. I want someone to pull this off. I've only heard a few short keys of someone getting close. I want to hear someone pull off Etta James.
Well, that's what she's going to do. She's going go in and do Drawing a Blank. But what's the famous song? At Last.
Still.
She's going to do that one. And you haven't heard anything until you heard Rachel sing it. It's really good. I can't pull it off, but she can. You know, the one I've been going in, I've recorded it twice, and I haven't put it out yet. I did a live one from Nashville at the Troubadour Theater, and I nailed it, and I got a standing ovation, which was absolutely amazing to me. It really made my dream come true. But I did Broken Wing, Martina McBride. And I just can't get it perfect the way I want it in the studio. But I'm going to go in again Monday and see if I can't that one off. And if so, you'll be the first to get it.
All right. Now, I don't want to discourage anyone out there. I'll take your version. I don't want to ever hear that song again. I mean, literally.
You don't like it?
No, okay, I'm going to get myself into trouble. We were supposed to turn this show into a different direction, but this, I guess, is where I'm going to get myself into trouble. No, I have seen too many different artists try to pull that off, and it needs to be left alone. It needs to be left alone.
Yeah, well, it's really good. It's really good. And Aaron did it live, and it turned out really good, and like I said, it went over well with the audience, and that was a dream come true for me. But I did it in a different key than Martina did also when I was live. I did it in like key of D, and she does it in B. And so trying to do it in her key, it's like, whoo, that's why she's Martina McBride. That's why she's got, you know, the fame that she has. She's incredible. So sometimes you go, you know, it's probably better left alone. I'm right. But for my own personal, I have a lot of, let's say, I only do songs that means something to me, you know? And that song means a lot to me for a lot of different reasons, and I sing that from the heart. So we'll see. But if I don't share it with you, you know that Martina beat me on it. Can't do it.
Well, you know, I don't mind listening to different versions of a song, but my problem is when I see different artists trying to pull it off and they throw it on an album. It's like, why are you trying to make money off of something that is not sellable? Because you ain't going to take that original. And it's just like,
and make it any better. Yeah.
There's just
songs that I've sang that are just like that. You know, Woman in Love that I do, man, you know, a dang hard song to sing. But Barbara Streisand still sings it better than I do. You know, it was fun for me to do, and I'm proud of it. So,
absolutely.
Now, I will say my Wings, you know, Wind Beneath My Wings, which this is just one of my favorites as far as my vocal performances. I think that's my all-time best ever. And, you know, I think I could hold my own on that one. But the rest, I don't know, sometimes you go, it was fun. And it's great.
There's a couple. There's a couple that's on the list in the studio that I'm going to have to say. You guys can say I'm biased because it's Julie, but the
Hurts. Yeah,
she's
paying you off.
Yeah. You know how she's paying me off? She's coming on the radio show. You know, that's, you know, and she, hey, you know, I mean, she comes on the radio show, gives me her time. Yeah, that's, no, I mean, there are some songs out there I just totally disagree with. So many people thinking that they can have, just because you're good at it doesn't mean you have the right to be trying to take credit for, you know, take credit for what you can do. There's one song, and I'm going to mention this real quick, and then we're going to actually change things back up. Anybody out there who does the song Strawberry Wine, and you send it to me and ask to be played, I will not ask you to come back on the radio show or ask you to be on the radio show. I'm telling
you. That's good
to
know, because I was going to go and do that one Monday, and that's good to know that I shouldn't waste my money in the studio doing that song.
Well, you can send it to me. I mean, there's a reason why. I don't, that's just one song I do not want to hear anybody sing. I have heard everybody try to sing that in karaoke, and let me tell you, I'd rather listen to a bunch of donkeys at a zoo trying to sing to a bunch of mules with the penguins riding them. It ain't happening. There is only one Dina Carter. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that was a perfect song, you know? No,
it's just that song.
You know, the one that everyone does at karaoke and they're drunk is Independence. Like, what's it on me? And they shout it. And you're like, can I have a light, please? Thank you. I need one to get through this song. Because, you know, they're just, don't go to karaoke if you're a professional singer. Because, although I do have a funny story about that. I don't know. We probably don't have time, but.
Oh, sure, go ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
My girlfriends and I, Rachel Sefton, who all y'all know that she's an incredible singer and she's in my band and all that. And another friend of ours, Jill, I won't say her last name in case you know her, but we're in Aspen Academy. We work together. And so we go out for a girls' night here in Golden, Colorado to sing karaoke. And they're having a contest. And it was like, you know, win a $20 gift card or whatever to the grill. So here I am thinking, well, I'm a professional singer, you know. So I did me and Bobby McGee and, you know, some of my strong points. And Rachel sang, of course, Aretha Franklin. And Jill did Something to Talk About. And I guess I made the lady mad who was running it. Because I was like, when is it my turn? You know how karaoke is. You sing one song and 3 hours later you might get to sing your second song. And so long story short, the competition, here I'm thinking I'm professional, I should win this, you know. And Rachel ended up winning it for Aretha Franklin, which was awesome. And then Jill got second place and I wasn't even mentioned. And I was, you know, we still laugh about that today. We're like, you know, sit down, you can't sing. And, you know, all the individuals, but it was just, it's fun to go out, but it's like, it's painful to hear people singing karaoke. It's like, whoosh. So that's my story.
That's why I'm a little partial on certain songs, you know, like, you know, really anything that you're going to sing, you know, I'm going to put in the studio, you know, because I know you can do it, you know, but it's, I want somebody that's going to bring their own to the table.
Right, right. Yeah, you gotta have a style all of your own. So some of these songs today, Easy, they sound like the same singer singing the same theme song and the same type of lyrics and the different. I mean, it's like, you know, you just plug it in and you go, who is this? You know, that's why I like traditional country so much, because it was so unique, you know, and each person really had this amazing personality and style and. You know, they stood out. They stood their own, and they were unique, and they're legends. Merle Haggard and, you know, Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn.
Donna
Fargo.
You
look at them, they were good, but they held their own, and they had their own style and their own, you know, just incredible way of doing things. Now it's cookie cutter. Everything sounds the same.
Little Jimmy Dickens.
Yeah, I liked him. He was neat. I went to his birthday party at the Quonset Hut, and that was fun. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Everybody's like, dang, Easy, you just went old school right there with Little Jimmy, you know.
Little Jimmy, dude. Nah, he was a
Little Jimmy Dickens.
I heard a lot of fun stories about him when I was interviewing John Hobbs for my book. And he had a lot of stories. You know, I heard a lot of cool stories from John Hobbs, who started, you know, basically Music Valley there and in the Nashville Palace and gave them one kind of their start and exposure. But a lot of that stuff couldn't make the book because it couldn't be told because, you know, lawsuits and everything else. But it was the truth. It was some fun stories. I'll tell you what, there was quite a group of people back then.
You know, one of the things that also, you know, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe you might have heard the story. With Little Jimmy Dickens, yes, he was probably only 2 feet tall. No, how tall was he, actually? I mean, I know he was pretty short, you know, but
you know,
think about
he
it.
He was really short. He was 4 foot something. I mean, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
He was tall. That's why they called him Little Jimmy. Big personality
you know,
and a small stature, you know.
I heard that he had the firmest grip handshake if he respected you. If he had respect for you, he gave you that firm, you know, family respect handshake, you know, welcome to the business, welcome, we're family. He had that. And I'm sitting there like, somebody that's yay tall, that barely would, okay, I'm on the tall side here. He's barely just going to be above my knees. And him grabbing a hold of my hand and saying, you know, hey, I respect, be like, wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and seeing all the different shows that he's ever been on and
all
that, watching him being up on different step ladders and step stools and stuff. I could see that in him. I can see that. Now, I don't know if you've heard that. You know, he actually had that firm, respectful handshake.
Yeah, that's what John Hobbs told me. You know, and John Hobbs is the same way. You know, I wrote that whole book, and we didn't have one word in writing. We had nothing. We had no contract, no nothing. It was respect and it was a handshake. And, you know, they came from a generation where your word and your handshake is as good as gold. That you don't have to put it on paper nowadays. Everything has to be, well, I need that in writing because you can't trust anybody. But back then, and he told me, you know, little Jimmy Dickens had, you know, a firm handshake, and and he meant it. His word was his word, and that's how John Hobbs and I did business together. We never had anything in writing, and you know, if John said this is what he's going to do, you can be rest assured, you can put your life on it, and that's how we did it. So it's kind of neat.
You know, that to me, that's respect. I mean, that you can't get any better
yeah.
than that.
Well,
and knowing that,
and you know, that's something that's hard to find anymore. It's just good trust, good old trust, and quality and integrity. You know, you don't meet people nowadays with integrity enough to follow through, and not only just follow through, but go above and beyond what they said they would do. You know, it's like promise only what you can deliver, and deliver more than you promise. And that was John Hobbs. You know,
yep.
So it's pretty cool.
All right, well, I think it's time
right.
to turn it a little
hours.
Big. It's going to be 2 hours
yeah.
before we're creeping. You know, hey, it's your show, you know.
Yeah,
we
know.
Can do
I
what
appreciate
you...
it, but I know people are here to hear the music. They're not here to hear me yap about John Hobbs and all this, but, you know, actually, it's the music.
You know, you're absolutely welcome. I mean, it is kind of a learning curve. You know, some people, it's like, well,
yeah.
they didn't know about, you know, little Jimmy Dickens, you know.
Right,
like,
right,
who
yeah.
is that? Yeah, we're kind of, there is an education behind, you know, some of the music, you know, you hear today. If it
mm-hmm.
wasn't like little Jimmy Dickens, you know, Merle Haggard, George Jones, Miss Julie probably
oh.
wouldn't be here. You know, so you guys,
well,
stuff, I think they're the
pioneers. If they hadn't pioneered and paved the way, Julie Richardson wouldn't be singing those songs and wouldn't have a career. So, you know, I'm eternally grateful, and I'm always aware of, you know, all the blessings I have, seen and unseen and known and unknown, and all those people that have kind of, you know, my ancestors and the people in music, they paved your way so you can do these things. And it's pretty incredible. And you just have to stay aware of that. You know, it's not just you. There's so much else out there, and, you know, people like Easy Blue Eyes that play your music and do your show faithfully every week, and you know, that to me is like, that's what keeps it out there, so thank
you. You know, absolutely, and, you know, also, you know, I mentioned on Tuesday show, I mean, there's a lot of different competitions out there for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, regardless of what it is, you know, I can't see myself playing bias to go and, I like this one. I'm going to vote for this one. I can't do it,
right.
you know,
yeah.
because
yeah.
that comes back on me, you know, in so many different ways. And
yeah,
I just
so.
Can't. Now, if I could, you know, honestly, you know, like, okay, Julie Richardson, you know, she's nominated for everything there is in the book all year long. Oh, okay, well, it comes down to one person, and they look at me like, hey, you're going to be that one person. Well, kind of
yeah.
obvious, you know, I'm going to say, well, Julie, well, I can't have that on my head. I can't. You know, I'm more
yeah,
likely to play
exciting.
The music and share it, you know, but I can't be the one to vote, you know. I
yeah.
mean, it's not the bias ride. It's really more of the short ride to keep myself out of trouble, you know, because that
yeah.
can come
not,
back
not
and hurt
me.
You.
Not me. I vote. But you know what? Like Brian Hedges right now, I mean, he's up for some USA stuff, and
yeah.
you know, I go on every day and I vote for him because I know how good he is and he deserves it. I don't, but it's not fair in some ways because I'm not aware of all the other talent that's in the same category, but I can vouch for Brian. I can tell you that he's really good and he should have been, you know, one of our legends in music. And time's not over. I mean, he's on his way, but, you know, I can vouch for that. I'd vote for him any day.
Well, there's some good ones out there, you know, I would love to vote for. And, you know,
yeah.
it's that time. You know, now, if they're not in the independent scene and they hit the, you know, CMA and all that, well, of course
yeah.
I'm going to go and vote. You know, the independent scene is my scene. You know, I feel that the passion in the industry is more into the independent scene. I'm seeing where the major players that they – or starting to change it to major players – Yeah. There is none. There is none. I see that the big league is now becoming the small league.
Yeah, and you're right.
And that dog fight is losing. And I'm just like, well, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, so, you know.
Right.
Maybe that's kind of why a lot of the artists are walking away from the business when they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think a lot of people burn out real quick on it all, and, you know, but there's no such thing as an overnight success. I mean, it takes years and years, you know, in perseverance and just believing in it and keeping it out there and, you know, not having too big of a head that says, well, what are you going to consider success? You know, right now I consider myself a success because, no, I'm not signed with Sony and I'm not signed with Warner Brothers Records and I'm not signed, you know, making hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I am a success. I mean, I've had a lot of number ones and platinum records and you know, people like you are playing my music and, you know, Ken Scott and I got now my radio show and I'm able to also highlight other independent artists. And to me, that's a success, you know, when you can put a band together. And if, you know, six people believe in you and your project and back you up, you know, that's success. So it's just, what do you consider success? And you have to really have a heartfelt conversation with yourself and look yourself in the mirror, as Johnny Paycheck said, and, you know, find out what it is that is a success for you. And I feel like I've been successful, even though not at the CMAs, but, you know, I have a lot of awards on my wall, and to tell you the truth, they're nice, but they're just plaques on the wall, you know. And after a while, it's just wood and brass, you know. Any legitimate artist realizes there's more to it than awards, you know. Just because you didn't win the award doesn't mean you're not that good, you know. So you got to be above that.
Well, there's a good song that kind of goes with that. Barbara Mandrell and, you know, George Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you remember that song?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We were, what, 21 and we're only 22 now? You know,
Okay.
We were country before country was cool, you know? That's kind of where that comes in at, you know. And that's more of actually... more than the song in itself and the lyrics, it actually, for me, that's the music business. You know, it kind of goes back. I mean, this is who we were before, and this is who we still are. Go ahead and finish giving yourself a plug out there, and we're going to wrap up the first hour, and then we're going to go right into music for the second hour of the show.
Right.
We're not coming back. You know, once we get done talking,
once
we're not coming back.
Set on that music ride. I love it. Just go and enjoy the music and enjoy all the songs that Easy's going to play. And thank you guys for listening in. And, you know, visit my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and check out my book and my band and everything that I got going on in the radio show, the Golden Country radio show that I do weekly when the internet cooperates. It's been great. 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It's all independent country music. I play a couple songs of mine, and then, you know, it's just about highlighting independent music artists, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. And thank you, Easy, for playing my music every week. I appreciate it. Thanks for all your effort.
You're welcome. And not to, you know, throw anything out there, but I know she has a few copies of books left.
I do, although I sent one to Easy and now I'm out, but no. Now I have a couple, if you want a John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary, I put it in audio form, but I also have softback covers, and I've got a couple left that are signed by John Hobbs, who died 2 years ago, almost this summer, but you know, it's a really great story. It was 50 hours of just sitting down with John Hobbs in Nashville, and he's an incredible man, and talks about not just Tennessee history, but he went off to World War II and, you know, the Great Depression he grew up in, and then Nashville history and Tennessee history, and then the history of country music, really. He, you know, given his start to Alan Jackson and Randy Travis and Ricky Van Shelton and Lori Morgan all through exposure at his Nashville Palace. And, yeah, if you want a book, just email me at Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T, Wait in the Truck at MSN.com. Or check out my website because it's all there, JulieRichardsonMusic.com.
All right. Yeah. Now, do you know roughly how many copies you have left that are signed?
Honestly, about three.
Oh,
other than my own, and I'm not selling that one because John A. wrote a bold letter to me on it. So, yeah, I've got three left after sending an easy one, and yeah, I mean they're hard to come by because there's not going to be too many signed copies left of, you know, John Hobbs is gone. So, if you want a signed copy, then there you go.
So. Three legitimate signed copies left.
Yeah,
you better make sure you get your copy today because tomorrow they could be gone.
It's true.
And I'm so excited. I can't wait till mine gets here in the mail because, man, I don't read very often. Well, I mean, I do a lot of reading. I mean, we're in the music business. You do a lot of reading.
Okay, what?
But I don't do a lot of book reading and other reading. But that is one
of the
books.
Want me to send you the audio version so you can just listen to it and not read it, I can certainly do that. And then you can just keep the signed copy on your shelf for, you know, reference.
No, I need something to keep me busy, you know, during my break time, you know, when I'm not, well, I'm always working, but I know I'm always working, you know, when we got Miss Julie, that just kind of like, hey, easy, we got shows this week, you know, anyway, yeah, I'm actually excited to read it and learn a little bit more about the music business that I don't even know. I mean, I know a lot, but I know everybody out there knows a lot more. Even Julie will tell you, even though what she knows still ain't nothing but what you think you know. I mean...
Right. It's not enough. You can't go in thinking you know it all because you're always learning.
Here's what I know all of. I know nothing. You know, this is a different business. I mean, honestly. Very different business.
Yeah, it really is. But I'm glad to be in it, and I'm like I said, I'm just excited you're willing to play my music, and I'm even more excited that people are willing to listen, because without fans and without people that actually follow you and listen to your music and appreciate it, what's the point, you know? So it's pretty
hard. You know. And that is pretty hard. You know, I've kind of slid down on the charts a little bit, but then I'm picking back up. You know, there was that small hideous that I was out of the studio, you know, which is kind of a rough situation, but I do have another platform that I run, and it's live stream. I'm going to be continuing playing live music on that. Now, here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to put someone to work here because I'm going to show her that platform and see how well she likes it. And
that must be me, and that's like, yeah, I like it. I probably like it better than Blog Talk Radio because I'm struggling, like, technically. You know, the technology with Blog Talk is so I mean, it's like being in Vegas and setting and hoping to heck your horse comes through, you know, if you don't know from day to day. Like, last night I was just having a show, and I got ready to do it, and I had absolutely no internet. Of course, it had a lot to do with the snow and not Blog Talk Radio, but still. You know, I need consistency because my fans count on it, and they tune in, and they take their time, and then there's no show. It's you know, so yeah. Show me this new platform. I'd be happy to see it.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm still running both platforms. I mean, do the live show. People call in here. And, you know, of course, the other one. I'm going to be live tomorrow doing questions and answers, New Central, so on that. So make sure you go to the website. There is a play button on that box. Hit that, and you're going to actually get to hear me. And, of course, I'm going to play some music. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to get with Julie. And for the first time, I guess I'm going to agree to do a complete interview. And the interview is not going to be on my network. It's going to be on Julie's. of the Golden Country Radio Show.
Golden Country Radio, and you can switch over and find out all about Easy and his story.
Yeah, I could just imagine some of them questions. I'm already trying to prepare myself because I'm usually the jokester of things, and everybody's been hitting the buttons lately.
I have them already written down, and I've got like at least 4 pages of questions that I have for you.
Oh, just 4? Oh, wait a minute. Those
pages.
Must be the...
Like, yeah, no.
Oh.
In single space, college ruled. We're gonna drill you. I want to know more about you and what in the heck you're doing and why. And these are like higher level questions, you know. They're not the yes, no. And we're talking about high level questions to make you really think. I was a teacher for 25 years, so I know how to do that.
Oh, so it's not one of them questions, well, Easy, who's your favorite artist? Because by now, if you guys don't know who my favorite artist is, you must be underneath the rock.
No. These are going to be like soul-searching questions, you know. They're going to be highlighted.
Oh, wow. I love them, you know, because I've been hitting them lately with a few independent artists, and that's one way, you know, you're either going to get on my show or you're not. And I've actually had to turn away the last 20 people that's wanted to get on the show.
Holy cow. It's been in my way.
No. They're not worthy enough.
No.
Here's why. If I literally ask you, and it's a 3-part question, A, B, or C, you know, it's really simple. Are you in it for the money? You in it for the fame? Or do you really have passion for the business? If you answer one of the first two, see ya.
I was going to say, who's in it for the money? Who's in it for the fame? I mean, you got to be in it because you're passionate about it. Otherwise, what are you doing? Because there's not a lot of money in it right now at this level. And,
I am taking a little bit of everybody, trying to give them a little bit of chance to learn a little bit. They might not be Loretta Lynn. They might not be Conway Twitty. I mean,
sure.
Now, if you're Julie Richardson, of course, then I can, you know, you can be the Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty because there is a song that is right up there. I mean, same level. You know which one I'm talking about. And, but when you come at me with that kind of head on your shoulders, you just rolled right off the table and you already done told me what your career is about. And
you got to stay humble and you got to just be passionate about the music and everything else will follow, you know, and you got to be deaf to all those people out there that are the naysayers. I mean, from family, some of the hardest naysayers are actually within your own family. And, you know, you gotta roll past that. Now, but you also have to be realistic, Easy. You know, I think people, you know, if you hear it enough that you just don't have it, you probably need to listen to that. You know, there's something going on. I see a lot of people that they don't want to hear it, you know. And it's like, well, you know, I've seen some pretty tough producers that are just mean no matter what, and some of the best singers in the world they told Elvis Presley it wasn't good enough. Like, what? You know, the Beatles and on and on. So you just have to, you know, you have to stay at it, but you also have to be realistic and say, you know.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I want to see someone, you know, that's going to put up a fight. Don't just come to me and say, hey, you know, I'm in it for the money, I'm in it for the fame, you know, because we've got a few of them artists out there, and look how much fame they got.
Right. And, there's a lot going on, and there's a big price to pay for that fame. So you have to make a decision on whether or not you're willing to pay that price. And you don't even know the price until you get up to the cash register. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on you don't think about when you move to Nashville and you think it's all bliss. It's not. And, you know, that's a whole nother show. But anyway, okay. I thought we were going down another road.
Well, we were supposed to, but it's your show. I mean, you're, you know, but it's just one of them things.
I know, but
I want people
to hear my music. I want them to know that, you know, I'm out there and I'm all about the music, but.
Exactly.
If they need advice in the music industry, email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com because I've been there, done it, I still have a lot to learn, but maybe I can save you through a few shortcuts based on some experiences that I've had.
Good. You know, I was going to come your way with one. You know, there's actually just one. You know, she's got it. I just think she needs a little bit of more encouragement and a little bit more help.
Yeah.
And you were the first pick right off the – and I've been meaning to get to it, but it's been a week for everyone. I don't know what this week was about, but it's been a week. But my thing is, if you cannot make it past me and get on my radio show, I am definitely not going to send you over to Julie and waste her time. I mean, there's just that. I mean, it's just that. I mean, if you're going to get into the politics of the business, be prepared. You know, I want somebody that's going to bring themselves and have a better attitude about the business. You know, if you're just in it for the money and the fame, good luck. You know, because I mean.
You got a long road ahead of you.
I mean, good luck. And, you know, there are some things that I'm still learning about, you know, the radio business and coming up on 3 years and I still got a lot to go. And I'm starting to get into the groove of catching higher ups too, myself. We're just going to call that a wrap for the first hour. And anything else you want to put out there real quick before we just hit the play button?
No, I think enjoy the music ride and sit back and, you know, thanks again for all the support and the fact that you're even taking your time to listen into what we have to say is, you know, that's a huge compliment right there. And I appreciate the support more than they know. And, you know, thanks even again for playing my music and bringing it to people's attention. And without people like you, people like me can't exist. So thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Like I said, any song that you have, even the four new ones that we've already heard two of them, they're going to go up on the 24/7 live stream. Of course, she's VIP.
Sweet.
I got only 5 VIPs, and there's a reason why. We're getting ready to put somebody else on the wall, but they're not VIP. But I want to have you pick the songs to start off with for this long ride. But I'm going to put in next week, I don't know if I put it in the show description or not, but from second to the last second of the show, there is not going to be no talking whatsoever. It's going to be a full music ride, and I'm sure Miss Julie is going to provide a couple new songs for that, or maybe we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But tune in next week for only a music ride, 2 hours from top to bottom.
Love it. Play Please, Mr. Please. It was a number one for me, and I love that song. It's called Please, Mr. Please, and Olivia Newton-John did it originally. And, again, songs, I only do songs that resonate with me, and I can sing from the heart, and so this is one of them for sure. It's called Please, Mr. Please. And, again, it went number one on the independent country music charts.
I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, you know, and I'm sure Miss Julie does too. We're just going to cut it short. I will see you tomorrow at the concert from Easy Blue Eyes Production presenting Jennifer Milot on the Facebook page. I am actually having a live concert. So other than that, we will see you next week right back here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Here it is. Please, Mr. Please, enjoy your ride. God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
In the corner of the bar, there stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your 5 selections for a quarter and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I've got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around to help me ease the pain. Still.
Let's see.
about 3 hours' time. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart, my pockets full of sand. Well, I'm a long way from home.
Felt one breaking,
never won a heart.
against you, girl. Get back in bed. But I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. Lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called and said to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a bar. I crossed against the light and made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, the wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me say, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. Yeah. No tropical depression's gonna steal my sun away. Oh, I feel lucky today. At the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dried yogurt in the corner, trying to catch my eye. I love is right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story is simple, but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. I might just flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. Oh, I feel lucky today, yeah.
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary.
That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on. Roll.
down the backwoods, Tennessee byway.
I can fly high.
should stay. I would only be in your way. So I'm going, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way.
And the moon. shoulder how to lay her lily hand in mine. Who would ever agree? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
If I needed,
finally free, headed to the bar, just my friends and me. Pool best place, walking through the door. Weekend plans like never before. Then I turned around, looked into your eyes. There went the rest of my night. Suddenly the whole world slowed down. Everybody else didn't make a sound.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no